To go out on the phone now to Lori Bass, who is with Friedland Industries. Her family owns Friedland Industries in Old Town and also committee member for Scrap Fest 2011. Good evening, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm really well. I've been having fun kind of perusing the internet a little bit, looking at some photos and some information about Scrap Fest 2011, which was held, of course, this last weekend in Old Town during the Festival of the Sun. What an amazingly great concept. This is the third year, correct?
Yes, it's the third year, and this year the sculptures were absolutely fabulous, just spectacular.
Well, I love.
We were really thrilled.
Well, and I'm sure you are. I know you're an artist at heart and an accomplished artist as well. I'm on the Facebook page of Scrap Fest, and I love it. It says, "What would you do with 500 pounds of metal and infinite possibilities? Anything you want." And that's kind of what happens, isn't it? Tell us how this starts.
Well, how it starts is what we have is an event that really is to benefit the public art and the area in Old Town. David Such had approached us several years ago and asked if we would like to participate. And for our part as sponsor, we provide the scrap in Scrap Fest. The teams that are selected have 1 hour to collect up to 500 pounds. Our employees have the baskets weighed and ready, and we use our scales, our lift trucks, and the event is really a lot of fun to see what they pick and what is in their bin when they're ready to leave. And then as they weigh out, they cannot be over 500 pounds. They can be under, but they cannot be at all over. Then they weigh out. They take their scrap with them to another location, and they have 2 weeks to create a sculpture. And the sculptures are made to be outdoor. They can be displayed indoors, of course, but they are sturdy enough to be outdoor sculptures. And some of them are small and a couple of feet high, and some of them are large garden sculptures that are 8 feet high and 6 feet wide.
Now, is this done in teams?
Yes, and the team structure is up to the individuals. There were some teams that had one person and some teams that had five or six people or even more. And they can have as many as they want on their team or just themselves.
Well, it's just an amazing concept, and to be so much a part of a community event, and again, you're providing everything, all the materials that these folks are working with, and it's scrap, so it's a green project as well.
Yes, it is. The commodities that they're working with are things that can be welded. They have the opportunity to add finishes, such as paint and various things, to the materials that, you know, would be an additional treatment of the scrap. But anything that is new would only be something that would be bolting it to a base or something that, you know, for the structure of it. But the rest of it all has to be from the scrap that they collect in that 1 hour's time.
I think it's just amazing. Tell us how many sculptures were done this year?
Well, we had 18 teams. 17 teams did make the deadline. And so we had 17 very wonderful sculptures. We had everything you can possibly think of. We had a beautiful little owl. We had a frog playing guitar. We had dragons and trees and globes and just fantastic things.
Well, and they're stunning. Is there a place folks can go see photos? I found a couple of spots.
Yes. Well, well, on our website, FriedlandIndustries.com, we will be posting all of the results from this year as well. And there is, WKAR did a little video of the process of the collection and how things are going. And there have been some other things, but we're going to be posting lots of the pictures.
Very
on
good.
Our own, you know, and which, going to our website, then you also will see more about Scrap Fest from last year as well.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, what
you can also,
nope.
Go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead.
We also will be installing a frog playing a guitar, which was one of the sculptures that we purchased, and we'll be having that out in front. We have a couple of other sculptures that are in the front of our building, and people go by all the time. There's a dinosaur and a dragon you know, that they take pictures of all the time, and their kids always want to see them. So that is another way to see what the event is like.
Well, that is true. Now, it's a benefit, as we know. Let's talk a little bit of numbers here. How did this year come out?
It was wonderful. The overall amount that they gained from the auction of all the pieces altogether was over $10,000.
Wow.
And a third of that goes to the artists themselves. The Old Town Association, the Commercial Association, receives the rest of it. And the money from Scrapfest is earmarked for public art in Old Town and for using it as part of a memorial garden that is being established for Robert Budsley, who was a very important figure in Old Town.
Oh, certainly.
And so they really are using the funding to improve the area. And for anybody who hasn't been down in the area in a while, you will not believe how much fun it is. There's places to go, and there's lots of shopping and lots of cute places to be. So it's a really nice area, and they are doing everything they can possibly do to entice people down to the area.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Old Town and stop by Friedland often when I'm there just to say hello to the gang. What about prizes? Was it something like that where there were prizes given?
Yes, actually, we had the top three. It was judged, and we had a $1,000 prize to the first place, which was a beautiful pirate ship that was just fantastic. Second place was a guitar-playing skeleton, sort of like the Grateful Dead.
I saw pictures
of
those.
And that was, it was fantastic. And the details on all of these were just terrific. And the third place prize, second place was $500, and the third place prize was $300. And it was a piece that you could play like a drum and with gongs and just, you know, just fantastic, just a fantastic piece.
So,
and the People's Choice also went to the skeleton playing the guitar.
I think there may maybe some deadheads in the area.
I think so.
It did. I saw some of the pictures. Striking would be an understatement. The talent of these folks, and you didn't have to really, you know, be somebody who's worked with blow torches and so forth. You just needed to be careful.
Well.
Or were they
interesting things. It was, some of the teams were artists who recruited someone who could weld and teach the rest of them. And some of them were welders who recruited an artist to do the design. And some of them are people who weld all the time for their jobs and just on a side create art.
Well,
and it's a wonderful, wonderful event because it just is such a completely different mix of sculpture than you would get at a regular sort of art fair. No, you just have a much greater variety that's represented.
Well, it's a stunning achievement for Old Town, all of Old Town, and congratulations to your family for stepping up and saying, "Hey, whatever you need, we'll do it." Because you've been big promoters of Old Town in Old Town for so very long, and just continue to give and give. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it does take a village, as they
it
say.
It takes an Old Town.
It takes an Old Town. And it's one of the things we always want to be a good corporate neighbor, and we've been in the area forever, and we're just thrilled to see the success that is coming from the efforts of all the people in Old Town.
Well, and I will echo the invitation. If you haven't been there, even if you say, "Oh, I went last year," no. You need to go stop in Old Town, take a stroll, take a wander around, and take a look. You'll be stunningly surprised.
Absolutely. And as I said before, on our website, we will be having lots of the pictures posted and links to the WKDR piece. And I think that it really would be fun for people to be able to take a look at all the different sculptures and see how wonderful they really were.
And that's FriedlandIndustries.com.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you so much, Lori, for taking us, wandering us back through the weekend and telling us about this wonderful event. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
We've been